4. Listen and speak.
Now, kids, tomorrow will be a big day for you. And I know you'll love the Grand Canyon. Arizona is beautiful, you know. I'm going to the hotel now. I'll see you in 2 days. You all be good.
It's okay, Grandma. We'll be very careful. Don't worry. Okay now, Scarlett. Let's hit up the tent. I think it's easy.
Look, we'll be finished in 5 minutes.
Okay, and I'll build a fire. Some wood, paper, and a match. Ouch! It's hot, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
This is a great camp. This new tent is bigger and more comfortable than the old one. It's really nice.
Let's sit down and speak about tomorrow. I think it won't be easy hiking down to the Colorado River. It's 18 miles to the bottom of the canyon.
I think it will be easier for me than for you. I am such a strong boy. Now, Scarlett will have trouble, I think. Look at her little legs. Look, I'm stronger than her.
Ah ha ha ha. But I'm faster. And well, if you're stronger than me, you're going to carry the big backpack.
No, I won't. I've got a better idea. Alston will. I'm not as strong as he is. He's older and taller than us.
You two are so funny. Let's see now. You must decide what we will take with us tomorrow. It's time to pack the bags. Mercer, get the bags.
Yes, sir.
Well, first, we'll need our hats and good hiking shoes. Sleeping bags, a flashlight, and we'll need some food and lots of water.
Yes, lots of water. It will be very hot down in the canyon. The sun will be very hot and the air very dry. I think the temperature will be around 120 Fahrenheit.
120 Fahrenheit? Whoa, that's even hotter than in Mississippi.
All right, we need to sleep soon. We will get up very early tomorrow morning. If we don't get up before sunrise, you won't reach the Colorado River before dark.
Oh, we'll be lost in the canyon in the dark. Ooh, spooky, Scarlett. I know you'll be so scared.
Whatever. Go to sleep. We'll see tomorrow.